It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, April 29th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Busy day of news today. The UK gets the new Omoda 3 from the Chery automaker. They're Chinese, of course. It's a compact crossover. It'll debut in October. In the UK, it'll cost less than £30,000 for the Omoda 3. There's also a 5, a 7 and a 9. Getting bigger as you got through the range. Kia's EVs are now compatible with Tesla superchargers. That's good because they were meant to be switched on in January, so not much of a delay then. And so that's great news. Kia EV6, EV9 and Neo and Niro owners as well. Slate's CEO. Slate is that new configurable truck that starts at 25 grand and you can add a cab onto the back to make it into an SUV, and you can add pretty much anything to it. Highly configurable. The Slate CEO explaining the philosophy behind the electric truck, saying that when she grew up, she was on a farm in a Ford Ranger in 1984, and it was just cheap, cheerful transportation, basic, that gives you freedom for a low price, and that's what they want. They're also offering these starter packs as well, so if you are completely overwhelmed by the configurator, they've got 25 different presets, if you like. Starter packs, they're calling them. Slate also doing a deal with SK On for Made in America cells and battery packs, in a deal that goes from 2026 to 2031. Volkswagen's ID3 will get another major redesign to fill the gap between now and when the ID Golf arrives in 2028. Working on fabrics, working on the steering wheel, working on luxury, little touches, working on buttons, replacing touch sliders and stuff like that. By the end of its life, the ID3 will probably be the car that they maybe should have shipped in the first place. Let's talk a little bit about Tesla racing prices in Canada. Good news, bad news here. They've turned off the configurator for Canadians online. You want to configure a new Tesla in Canada, you've got to download the app. But whilst prices have gone up by 20% because of the new tariffs, 21%, you can get pre-tariff inventory stuff still at the old prices. Workhorse are turning up at the ACT Expo this week, the Advanced Vehicle Technology event, and they've driven their W56 step van from Cincinnati, Ohio, 2,400 miles to Anaheim in California, to say, look, we wanted to bring the vehicles here, so we just drove them here, to kind of prove a point. You can just do massive road trips in EV vans and commercial vehicles and you can charge them and it's absolutely fine. Audi's E5 has been revealed. We don't get that. It's a Chinese car. But Australia and other places may get the MG IM5. And why am I talking about those two vehicles? Well, Audi in China work with SAIC, which owns MG, and the MG IM5 is going to be very similar. It uses the same underlying technology to Audi's E5. So, wait and see. Get more details on that. California allocating $500 million for more electric school buses. Another 1,000 electric school buses. Some districts in California have already gone totally electric with their school buses. That's brilliant. Amazon in the UK is launching their new Skoda showroom. So you can spec up a Skoda Enyaq on Amazon. You can do the finance, you can look at the pictures like you do on the Amazon app all the time, but the actual final finances, the signature on the paper, that's done at your local Skoda dealer. Norwegian ferries are going electric. New 4 megawatt chargers are going in to at least 3 ports in northern Norway to support them. BP Pulse launching in Massachusetts, their new EV Giga Hub in the US. And AMG, a Mercedes AMG, will be unveiled this summer. An electric super saloon with high power for touring, grand touring electric style. That's briefly